Shalom Aleichem, Smita's friends, there should be a specialist for my Rav Shechu and Nishmas, our sister Bas Rav Shmuel, Moshe Yudu Peshadina, Raisa Moshe Mordechai, Yosef Ezra Ben Esther, Raisa Ben Esther, and the Refuas, Yechav Et Fege Bas Michal Tisbasia, Chana Gittel Bas Naomi Eliza, Bsar Shalcho Yisrael, Ben Nishmas, Moshe Ben Aaron, Perek Beis, Pesukim Chof Kimu Chof Dalet, V'yam Radim Zosa Pam Etzem, Me'atzam, Ayabasa Mipsari, Zos Yikariisha can be ish Lukoch Zos, Akanyaz of Ish, is Ovi Ves, Imoy Vidovak, be Ishtoi Vahoyu, the Bosor Echod. So man said, this time it's my bone for my bones, flesh for my flesh, therefore she's called a woman, because she was taken from a man. Isha, because she was taken from an Ish. Therefore a man should leave his father and his mother and cling to his wife, and they will be as one flesh. So we have to understand the Kefil Alosh and Etzim and the Atzamay Ubasor Mipsori. A bone for my bones, a flesh for my flesh. What's the double lashon? Just say one of the two. No, bone for my bone, a flesh for my flesh. Also, you have to understand that in Patsuk Chof Dalet, it only says, V'hayu l'basar echa, whatever happened to the etzim. Just told me a minute ago that they're one etzim. And now you're only talking about the basar. What about what happened to the etzim of Patsuk Chof Gimel? So it says, Marein of Rabbeinu, David Zitzalus Phallus, that the chibur of an etzim and the chibur of a basar are fundamentally different. Basar, flesh, is soft, easy to connect, but also easy to disconnect. Etzem is hard to connect, but also hard to disconnect. We see some of this in the Korah, in the Pasuk of Lev Rishayim Kim'at, in Mishlei Perik Yud, that he says that when a Rasha gets Musar, so he doesn't, his heart is soft. Therefore it only makes a temporary impact, and then it just goes back to the way it was before. Just comes apart. Any roshim it made just dissipates. Whereas a tzaddik is koshi kabarzel, it's hard like iron. So when he hears musar and it makes an impact, it's hard for him to make an impact. He's critical, but once it makes an impact, so it really makes an impact. It stays because he's firm. So that's basar. Basar, it's easy to make a hole in basar. It's easy to give musar to the rasha, but it doesn't last. Comes apart. Two people who are connected by basar, it's easy to put them together, it's easy to separate them. But etzem, when two people are connected by etzem, it's hard to put them together. The etzem bone's hard. Like a Talmud Chacham, you give him musar, he's kashik barzel, it's hard to get the musar in. Once the musar gets in, it stays because it's firm. Similar to what we're saying over here. So you have the kesher of basar, which is a shvacha kesher, easy to come together and easy to set it apart. And you have the kesher of etzem, which is hard to come together and hard to set apart. And it would appear, in algemein in general, that these two types of zivu we have by Bnei Noach and by Yisrael. By Bnei Noach, it's their basar. It's easy for them to get together, like the Rambam says, how do you marry a woman in Bnei Noach? He meets a girl on the street, in a bar, wherever it may be, in the airport. He likes her, he takes her home. They have relations and they're married. Mazel tov. You don't have to have a ceremony, you don't have to have a priest, you don't have to have a city hall. Just takes her home and he marries her, and she's his wife. So that's an easy chibur to make, and to separate, it's also easy. She just leaves, see you later. She sends her away, see you later. I won't see you later. Shalom v'lo lehitrot, as they say in Israel. So easy to separate them, no complicated marriage halachas, no complicated divorce halachas. Whereas by Bnei Yisrael, we have very complicated marriage halachas, and very complicated, it's not easy, hard to get divorced. So our marriage is like an etzem. It's hard to come together, but it's also hard to separate. So the pasuk is alluding to these two types of ksharim, the zivug of Ben Noach and the zivug of Yisrael. However, the second pasuk of Dalet is only talking about the zivug of Bnei Noach. Like Rashi says, it's talking about arayas of Bnei Noach, Bnei Noach and Mitzuv al arayas. And therefore, since the second pasuk is only talking about the Akan Yazav, it's talking about Bnei Noach. So therefore, like Rashi says in Martin Hedge and Unches, therefore, it's only a zivuk of basar, and therefore it says, v'yu l'basar echod. So it would appear that even though we said that the Pesukim are talking about two different types of marriage, of goyim and Gentiles and Jews, however, we even have by Jews these two categories. We have by Jews a marriage of etzem me'atzama, and we have by Jews a marriage of basar mipsari. For example, the Medrash says that when a person marries a cousin, so that's etzem me'atzama, that's a shtar kesher, like chassidim. They intermarry. All Hasidic Rebbes are related because they all, most of them, because they intermarry this group with that group. So that's a strong kesher. They're related. That's etzem me'atzmoisai. That's mashu atzmuti. That's something essential, something inherent, stronger kesher. And then other types of ksharim we have among Jews sometimes are more of a basar mibsari kesher, more of a flesh kesher, not a body and soul kesher. And with this we can explain the Gemara in Brachas and Tavches, that in Eretz Yisrael, when a man would get married, they would say to him, Matzah or Matzah, Matzah, like it says, Matzah Isha Matzah Tov, you found them when you found good. Past tense. Motzei, did you find, present tense, like the Pasuk says, I find the woman, Motzei ni ma'al mimavas isha, find the woman more bitter than death. So where do we find, in the difference between Matzah and Motzei, the union of good or more bitter than death? Why is Matzah good, Matzah Isha Matzah Tov? And why is Motzei, the union of bad, of Motzei ni ma'al mimavas isha? So in order to understand this, Medaf Lenin, Ashtikul Gemara, Mesechus, Saita and Daf Beis, Amarech Lakish, Ein Mezavim, Aladim, Isha Elefim, Maisav, a man only gets a woman according to his deeds. The Gemara there says, very hard to be Mezavik, a man and a woman. And then the Gemara says, what do you mean according to his deeds? We have a statement that says, Amarabut Amarav, that 40 days before Yitzhiris Havlad is a Baskol, famous Gemara. It says, Basploni, Leploni, so it's not Lefim, Maisav. It's already a Baskol. The Gemara answers, not a Kasha. This is Bezivuk Rishon, this is Bezivuk Sheni. So Rashi is learning Pshat. We're going to give a different Pshat than Rashi based on Tosfos. Rashi's Pshat is that Bezivuk Rishon, it's Lefi the Baskol, and Zivuk Sheni, Rashi, Zug Rishon, Lefi Mazel, Lefi the Baskol, and Zivuk Sheni is Lefi Maisav. And that's kosher lezavgon because it's not; she's not really his bazug. According to Rashi, that's the zug rishon and the zug sheni. But the zug rishon is lefi the mazel; that's the baskol, and the zug sheni is like Reish Lakish lefi ma'aser. Kashi is Reish Lakish stomach lama. This is a general blanket statement. Ein mezavgon lo leish aladam isha el lefi ma'aser. It's mashma; it's the only way it is. According to the Gemara, it's not true. That's only Zivuk Sheni. So Tosis there asks the Kasha. He brings the Gemara in Elo Megalchin and Moed Kut Yedches that Shmuel says that you're allowed to get married in Chol HaMoed lest somebody daven and get her first. Therefore, you're allowed to chap her before someone else chaps her. Frek the Gemara, what do you mean? It's a baskol. Nobody else can take her. So Frek Tosis on the Gemara, why doesn't the Gemara just say that Shmuel is talking about Zivuk Sheni? When does Shmuel say that you're allowed to marry a woman on Chol HaMoed? Zivuk Sheni, because that's what Tosfos means is that Zivuk Sheni is Lefi Maisav, so somebody else can be Zoch and have her Lefi his Maisav. Somebody else can get her first. So that you're allowed to marry a woman on Chol HaMoed is not talking about Zivuk Rishon. First marriage. First marriage is Baskol. There, the Baskol is coming out. You don't got to worry about nothing. She's yours. And the Tosis is saying, and then say the second marriage, that's Lefi Maisav. The second marriage is according to man's deeds, and therefore somebody else might chap you. You might daven and get her first. That's not set in stone. So why doesn't the Gemara say that? That's Tosis Kasha. Chor. Just say the Gemara is talking about you're allowed to marry one of Chol HaMoed. It's Hamad Zivuk Sheni, which is Lefi Maisav. It's not set in stone. But it's difficult to understand how this is Kasha. Because Shmuel stoma nakat. Shmuel made a general statement. You're allowed to marry a woman of Chol HaMoed. Shemi yakdimenu wachar barachamin. So the Gemara's understanding that if somebody else davens, he can take her, even though she's announced to someone else, she's announced that she's going to Reuven. Shimon can take her if he davens. This is discussed by Tosis and Sanhedrin and Dovchav Beis Amid Aleph, Dibra Maschel Arboim. Tosis there says that even Zivug Rishon can be mishapich b'tfila. So therefore, Shmuel made a general statement that you're allowed to get married in Chol HaMoed, and the Gemara knew that even though the announcement was made, she's going to someone else, still, Shem Yakdimenu Berachamim, we're still concerned that somebody's going to take her first. So the Gemara says the truth. The emes is that b'chol gavna mutar la'aris. You're always allowed to marry her first because Shem yakdimenu berachamim. So what's Tosis kasha? That we should say the Gemara is talking about zivuk sheni. The dafka by zivuk sheni. We're concerned, Shem Yakdimenu Acher Berachamim. That's not true, because we're concerned even Zivug Rishon said Shem Yakdimenu Acher Berachamim. Even if the Baskol comes out, we're concerned somebody's going to dive in and take her first. And even if it's the first marriage, we're always concerned. So what's Tosis Kasha? No, no, no. Say that Shmuel is talking about Zivuk Sheni Lefim Maisiv. No, it's even Zivuk Rishon. We're concerned Shem Yakdim Enu Acher Berachem. So it must be that Tosis understood a different pshat. And when it says Zug Rishon, Zug Sheni, it's not talking about a first marriage or a second marriage, as we understood until now. Until now, the pshat was first marriage is Lefim Maisiv, is Lefim the Baskol. And the second marriage is according to your deeds. But Tosis is understanding that it's not talking about your first marriage or your second marriage. So we'd like to understand how Tosis understands Zivug Rishon and Zivug Sheni, and then come to a pshat in Tosis, and then come back to our Gemara and Brachas. So it would appear that Zivug Rishon is a Zivug Amiti Shel Etzem Me'atzama. It's not just a Chibur of Boso, it's a Chibur of Ruach V'Nefesh. V'yosen Echod Mamish, they become Mamish one. And that's only Shayach when it's Lefim Maisav. Like Rashi says, Tznua LeTzadik U'Prutza L'Rasha. A modest woman to a Tzadik, an immodest woman to a Rasha. And if they're not Mat'im Lefim Ma'aseim, Zeh LaZeh, Ein kan zivug shel etzem me'atzamai, shehu zivug rishon dehachrozo. And if they're not, they don't have the right deeds. So this is not a zivug of etzem me'atzamai, which is the first zivug of achrozo. If they're matim with their deeds, so that's the etzem me'atzamai. That's zivug rishon. Zivug rishon is when it's the true zivug of a person. And that's when the baskol came out and their deeds fit. But let's say their deeds don't fit. So what ends up happening? They end up marrying somebody who they weren't announced. There was no hachraza. If their deeds are correct, their zeicha, then a tzadik goes to a snua, a prutza goes to a rasha. That's if their deeds fit. And then that's mamish a match. And that match made in heaven. That's the hachraza. But if their deeds don't fit, then it's not going to be a chibur belev and efesh. It's only going to be a basar mipsari. And that's a me'at samai zivug rishon. That's when the announcement came out. And their deeds also fit the announcement. Then it's going to be Etzem Me'atzama. But where their deeds don't fit the announcement, then it's only going to be a Basal Mipsari. They're only going to be connected with their flesh, but not in spirit, only in body. And that's Shalol Lefi Achraza. So Reish Lakish is talking about Zivug Rishon. When Reish Lakish says that there's a baskal, he's talking about Zivug Rishon. What do you mean Zivug Rishon? They're true Zivug. A baskal comes out and says that Reuven's supposed to marry Rachel. And if Reuven and Rachel's deeds are fitting, and Reuven marries Rachel, and here Taka, it's Kasha Lezavgam. Why is it Kasha Lezavgam? Because it's an etzame atzami type connection. It's not only a chibur of basal, it's a chibur of ruach and nefesh. Makes the mamish one. So yes, there's a baskol. But with that baskol, it's also tali b'maaseim. That's kasha l'zavgam. Because like we said, when we talk about an etzem is hard to put together. But once it's put together, it stays strong. And that's when it's l'fima aseim. There's a baskol and it's l'fima aseim. And what does it mean, zivug sheni? Zivug sheni means that there was a hachraza, but their meisim don't fit. So therefore, that's not such a strong connection. It's not such a strong connection. It's a connection of basar. It's just flesh. It's not spirit also. It's not an etzame atzame connection. It's just a basar mipsari connection. So the teretz of the Gemara, therefore, is that the hachroza is not mechayiv. Just because there's a hachroza, it doesn't have to be that way. And if they're not matim, their deeds don't fit the hachroza, then anybody can marry her. That's going to be zivug sheni. And that was Tosis's kasha. This is kasha was that when Shmuel said that it's mutter la'aris b'chol ha'moed, you're allowed to get married in chol ha'moed, shem yakamino achar b'rachum, it's talking about zivug sheni. What does it mean, zivug sheni? Zivug sheni is that anybody can marry her. If it's zivug rishon, then this was the hachraza and their meisim fit the hachraza. The announcement was made and their meisim fit the announcement, so nobody's getting her first. But we should allow people to get married. We should allow anybody to get married because maybe we're worried about zivug sheni. That their deeds don't fit the hachraza, and if their deeds don't fit the hachraza, then anybody can get her. That's why Shmuel made a statement, Stama. Not talking about first marriage or second marriage. Shmuel made a statement, he made a general statement. He says, you're allowed to marry in Chol HaMoed because somebody else might chaper first. Why? Because you're getting married zivug sheni and somebody else also might take a zivug sheni. What does it mean zivug sheni? Zivug sheni doesn't mean second marriage. Shmuel was talking about all marriages. Shmuel was saying anybody could get married to chol ha'moed. Why? Because maybe your meisim don't fit the achraza, and if the meisim don't fit the achraza, then it's free reign. Hefker, anybody could take her. Anybody could get her first. You could get her. Somebody else can get her. So that was Shmuel's statement. Not Tosis Kasha. Why does the Gemara ask in Moed Katan how Shmuel can allow people to get married in Chol HaMoed? What's the problem? I mean, the Gemara asks, how can Shmuel let people get married in Chol HaMoed? Shem Yakdim Enu Achav Rachmi, Mai, there's a baskol. So the Gemara could have had a Pasha Teretz. Shmuel is talking about Zivug Sheni. What does it mean, Zivug Sheni? Shmuel is concerned that this isn't the right one for her, him. And therefore, even though there's the baskal, anybody can get her. So that's Shmuel's concern. If that's Shmuel's concern, then everybody's allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed. Like Shmuel said, Mutar La'aretz Isha B'Chol HaMoed. And the Gemara's Kasha Tosis is saying it's not a Kasha. Ah, there's a baskal. Yeah, but Shmuel's talking about Zugsheni. In Zugsheni, the baskal doesn't help us. Yes, there's a baskal, but since they're not Matimim Lufim Asayim, then anybody can get her. And that's our concern. So therefore, Shmuel says anybody can get married Chol HaMoed. Shem Yakim and Racha Barachamim, because maybe it's a Zivugsheni case, not a second marriage. It's a Zivugsheni that their Maisim don't fit. And once their Maisim don't fit, the baskal. So now she's excuse the expression, free for the picking. Anybody can get her. And therefore we allow anybody to marry her first, because Ruvi can get her, Shim can get her, Levi can get her. That's Tosis Kasha. Tosis says different Havana in Zivug Rishon, Zivug Sheni, then Rashi. Not first marriage, second marriage. First marriage the baskal, second marriage the Maisim. But Zivug Rishon is with the baskal, there's also meisim, and that's kosher. The zav from Kriyas Yamsuf, because it's hard to put together, but it's also hard to separate, because that's a real emissa, shtarka zivuk. That's almost unbreakable. They're connected not only in basar and etzim. And then zivuk sheni is that the baskal came out, but there is not matim lufim asayim to the baskal, and therefore that's only going to be a basar connection. Because now anybody can take her. Oh. So again, that's not Pshat Nerashi, but maybe Lefi Darka Shel Tosfos, we can say this. And now we understand the union of Matzah or Motzah. Motzah is Lashon Avah. He already found the Zivug, the one that they announced. And that's when their Maisim fit. That's an etzame atzame. That's matzah isha matzah tev. She was already found for you. The baskal came out, and your deeds fit each other. That's etzame atzame. That's matzah isha matzah tov. But motzah ni marmi mavas isha lashon hoyva. Now we found her. This isn't the one that was announced. Yes, there was an announcement, but the deeds didn't fit. So now anybody can take now we took a woman who was announced for somebody else. And this isn't a kesher amiti, there's a kesher of basar. And sweet friends, a kesher of basar is marmi mavis. That's not the kesher we're looking for. Looking for the kesher of etzem etzamei basar mipsar. Looking for the kesher of body and soul, flesh and spirit. Not just a connection of body. And if it's might say, now you're finding here, that's not matim to the baskal. That doesn't fit the baskal. So if it doesn't fit the baskal, that's only going to be flesh coming together. And their meisim don't fit, so therefore it's talui in matzah or motzeh. So Baruch Hashem, we have a beautiful mahalach here in the psukim. We understand why in the first pasuk it says, etzame etzame brasim b'psari tome sun of b'nei noach in Israel. And the second pasuk is on tome and sun of b'nei noach. And then we said even, and that's why it says basar echod. And we said, even among B'nai Yisrael, you find an etzame atzami kesher and a basar mipsari connection. Sometimes there's zeicha to etzame atzami and basar mipsari, and sometimes they're only zeicha. They're not zeicha, and it's only going to be a basar mipsari, and that's an easily breakable connection. No, so we should be zeicha to the etzame atzami or basar mipsari connection. A true, unbreakable bond. Shalom, shalom. Sweetest friends, hopefully we will revisit this pasuk, because these pasukim, because they're very yisaidistic. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.